They said it coming up in about 15 minutes at 7:20, and we will go over what Lucas Giolito said after tossing that gem for the Boston Red Sox yesterday. They sweep the Astros. August begins with a bang and not in a disaster way as it has last few years. So I don't know if they figured something out. I don't know. We were concerned about what happens in the clubhouse when you do nothing at the deadline, as Craig Breslow did. And it seems like maybe these guys are going to, this August is going to be different for this ball club. So you could talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. By the way, good morning and hello to those who are up early and watching this show, which you can do on either YouTube or on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. If you are looking for a diamond, then go see my friends at Springer's. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and they will teach you everything you need to know about buying a diamond, which is a lot, and then sell it to you for the best price at Springer's. But we have leads left this morning. Hello, Courtney.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Just a big shout out to all the riders and the PMC that were able to finish yesterday down in P-Town. If you're not familiar with the Pan Mass Challenge, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has raised over $1 billion doing this since 1980, and they had a record year this year. They raised over $75 million just in 2025 from the riders that partake in this. Santo did an awesome job. His first time ever doing it. He's definitely sore this morning. But also a big shout out to the Flames.
Oh, what's going on with the bulge in that thing?
Well, I mean,
it's a bounce back for him.
Can you give us a warning?
Well, that was the biker shorts.
It's a bounce back.
Give
us there may be some children watching YouTube.
Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world
though.
Oh,
right. There you go. There's proof.
He killed it,
and it was awesome for him to join one of his best friends, Charlie Hale. His dad, JD, is the captain of the team Flames, where they have a ton of riders. So Santo was able to kind of join them and figure out the ropes with them. Now I want to say a big shout out. There were so many nice listeners that said things to Santo on both days at the different rest stops.
Nice things?
Very nice things.
Oh, I love it.
And I met two of them yesterday. Michael, I met at the finish line, and then I met Luke walking around P-Town. So that was awesome. But let me show you where they have these riders sleep, because they stop in Bourne and they sleep at Mass Maritime. This is where Santo slept on Saturday night.
Oh, very comfortable.
It's like under a table. They keep the lights on all night. So next year he said he needs to pack some type of like eye mask, something to put over his eyes. But it's unbelievable. He said it was the best experience ever. Everybody's just in such a great mood. And he said he can't believe how many people are on their front lawn. He said he didn't go more than a minute without somebody being on the street or somebody on their front lawn thanking all the riders for raising money and riding. So it's just it's very, very cool to see it, how many people partake in it and how many people support Dana-Farber.
Right. Oh, awesome.
It's an overnight event, so they have to.
So they start. It's almost 200 miles.
Oh, damn.
So it's 100 miles on Saturday. So he starts in Sturbridge. There's also a start in Wellesley, and then you ride 100 miles on Saturday, and then I want to say it's like 70-something or 80-something on Sunday.
And you finish in P-Town?
In P-Town. And Curtis always raves about P-Town. I haven't been to P-Town since I was a child. It's awesome. You are so right, Curtis. The people are so nice. There's so many cool places. We went to this restaurant called JD's. We were on the roof there. Great food, great drink. It was like, I got to go back and enjoy like a full weekend there.
Awesome. All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Great lead. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So we kind of talked about this a little bit at the start of the show about the Red Sox and sweeping the Astros. And I think the biggest question that I have, and I don't know when we'll get it, and I guess maybe I'm asking the room on, like, when do we say, okay, is Lucas Giolito and Brian Bello, are they what we've seen them to be? Because in the last 30 days, Giolito's ERA has been 3.38 and Bello's been 2.67, you know, 2.67, which is
excellent. Last 30 days for both of them?
Last 30 days. So I guess the question maybe, you know, we're always asking is, this is this who these guys are? We've seen another performance from Giolito yesterday that was really, really good. And, you know, so did Breslow maybe with the decision of not getting the number two guy or not wanting to spend or not, whatever the situation is it because that they feel like this is who they are? And or and then
listen,
the other,
I agree with Curtis. Mm-hmm. Like, the more they win in August, which is different than it has been in the last couple of years, the more I would have liked to see them really invest and be and like sit there and be with a legit number two. Mm-hmm. When it comes to playoffs, because you're a playoff team. Mm-hmm. You are definitely a playoff team, and
the Yankees are imploding. Did you see that? The first base coach and Aaron Boone getting into it after one of their guys got doubled off of first. I mean, if you make a deal for Joe Ryan and you're sitting here today with Giolito as your third starter and Bayo as your fourth starter, you are the favorite to go to the World Series.
What if they feel like they might be able to, and this is why I'm looking at it, they feel like, all right, we could get more in the offseason for potentially guys that we're going to move on from. Mm-hmm. Get that, you know, number two. But who the hell knows? Maybe Giolito and Bayo have proven, like, all right, they can be number two. So if you go out and you get another legit arm, you could have a legit rotation of a true ace and Crochet three number twos.
You have to, I guess you're hoping and praying that mm-hmm. what these guys have shown you the last month is what they're going to be the rest of this season.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at, I mean, Curtis, you've been really, as a baseball team, they've been really successful against some good baseball teams. I mean, you swept the Dodgers, you swept the Astros, like you swept the Yankees.
Two out of three against the Dodgers.
Two out of three. You won the series. So, mm-hmm. yeah, but you were, like, I mean, you can be competitive. The mm-hmm. question just becomes, when you're there in October,
mm-hmm.
are we all sitting here and going, God, I wish they got that second legit arm.
What did Sam Kennedy say was wrong with their last several trade deadlines? I'll tell you. He said they middled it, and they can't middle it anymore. Well, this year they've traded Devers, and they've traded two prospects to get Matz and May. And to me, when they said, we will invest when we see ourselves as a legit contender. That's what they are.
Yeah.
And you can't say now that Breslow knew that they had a number two in Giolito when he told us that Ken Rosenthal was lying, that they did in fact go very hard after Joe Ryan.
So do we need like 60 days or 90 days where we go, okay, if they continue to pitch this way where you feel confident enough in that?
Well, there's not 90 days left.
All right. I guess 90. Days would be into the postseason.
When's the asteroid coming?
Yeah.
Now that's in 90 days.
And it's really the playoffs, Wiggs, mm-hmm. because the pitching is the most important thing, and you don't really know what someone is until they get there.
All right, Wiggy, great question from you. Thank you.
Got it.
I am often accused on this show by my millennial friends that I work with and the millennials who listen to this show and the Gen Zers who listen to this show of having an old head bias when mm-hmm. it comes to work ethic and to those generations. And so I wanted to share a little bit of a rant with regard to that very particular thing on the work ethic and the character of the younger generation, which I saw over the weekend from the West Virginia University head coach Rich Rodriguez, who's talking about the players that he gets
mm-hmm.
and how it can be difficult in today's society to get college football players to work hard. Shime, do you have a little bit of that we can share here this morning?
I think that's part of my responsibility to teach our guys this, and they got a long, successful life ahead of them. But not all is going to be strawberries and sunshine and roses and flowers. I told them they. And my dad was a coal miner. He worked in a coal mine. Had 1 week off a year, I think. Work all day in the coal mines, and you come home, you got stuff all over you, blah, and then go work in the garden for 4 hours. And as I got older as a kid, I was a little kid, we worked in the garden a little bit. And then the older I got, the more of a garden we did, and the bigger the garden got. I hated pulling weeds. I mean, I'd rather do anything than pull weeds. You ever pull weeds in a garden around beans? It's miserable, absolutely miserable. I mean, I would play every sport. I don't care. I mean, we didn't even have lacrosse. I'd lie and say, hey, I'm going to go play lacrosse or something, just so I could have. But I played every sport, so it wasn't to get out of the garden, but that was a side benefit. You know what I'm saying? You know, the people in this state, how they work. I mean, you've seen people, whether coal miners or, you know, anybody. I mean, it's not always easy. Our guys got it pretty good. Y'all been through this building? Have you seen how we eat? They got it pretty good. They live in a fantasy world. We live in a fantasy world. We want for nothing. You want food. You want medical help. We even got an ice cream machine. We just got it yesterday.
All right.
So, is that going to cut through with today's player, Wiggy? You were coaching them for a little bit.
No.
Brockton.
No. They don't care that you're...
You used to have to be out in the garden weeding.
Yeah. They don't care that your daddy worked 20 hours in a coal mine. They came home, tend to their garden for another 3 hours, and only got 1 hour of sleep and did it again.
Uh-huh.
For them, that is like... I don't know. That's like, you know, that's, you know, years and years of something that they have no clue.
How much of an adjustment, if any, do you think Bill Belichick has made when it comes to the way he's coaching college players?
A lot.
Do you think he has?
Yeah.
I don't know. I whenever I hear Bill Belichick, I just think about his mom, Mary Kay Cabot. Holy cow. This weekend was the greatest mic drop moment I have ever heard at a Hall of Fame induction. But yes, I think Bill's probably had to change his ways.
You think so? And you think he's done that willingly or begrudgingly, Curtis?
Well, he has someone who would know how to relate to them.
Yeah.
With him every day.
And I think that's something that made him change even more, or like not relatable to these kids, but they probably looking all like your girlfriend's our age, so they're probably like looking at him like, oh, maybe he's cool for an old guy.
You guys, he's never going to be relatable to an 18-year-old. Like, he is in his 70s. It's too big of an age gap, and that's fine. But he is cool to those guys.
For dating a 24-year-old, he's probably like, that's pretty cool.
But I disagree, because I think we've talked about this in the past, and you've said, I don't think any 18-year-old like cares that he's Bill Belichick. Where I disagree with that. I think that a lot of them still look at that like, damn, he coached Tom Brady forever.
Well, I think they care in the sense that he might be able to help them get to the NFL. That's what college athletes.
But he's a legend.
College athletes care about one thing, especially in football. How can you help me get to the NFL? Billy O'Brien will tell us that, you know, that's what they have to do with their recruiting. It's no more recruiting. Come here, get a 4-year education, and you'll be able to walk away and this, that. I know Billy O says it about BC, but those kids are sitting down, and he's probably saying, here's how I can help you get to the NFL. Here's my connections. And I think the connection for, like, the cool, like, looking at Bill and saying, oh, he's pretty cool, is, yeah, he's a 70-year-old dating a 24-year-old. But I don't think, like, with Rich Rodriguez in West Virginia, I don't think that these kids look at that and can relate, because that's like ancient history.
And also, Wiggs, if I'm a kid on that roster, I'm saying, and you're making $8 million in Morgantown and I'm doing all the work, why are you bitching about our lunchroom? Why don't you share some of that wealth?
But I mean, isn't it a rags to riches story if you went from weeding the garden to making $8 million a year?
Well, my guess is a lot of the people that are playing there didn't come from Weston, Massachusetts. I mean, I feel like the players that are there are coming out of something that was deep with adversity.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Bill Belichick, game one on this radio station.
Yeah. And the August, man. I cannot wait.
In a few weeks.
Yeah.
Which is great to say. All right, what? Sean.
Football being here is just a beautiful thing.
It really is. Are you going Friday night, Sean?
Not at the moment, no.
Oh, would you like to? I mean,
I mean, if you're offering, I'd love
to find a way to get you in. Quick down little, there if you want to take a trip down, check out the Tom Brady night.
I mean, be careful, you've done this before, and then he's bailed. So,
oh, is that true?
Well, that concert.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what did he bail on me?
You were supposed to go to a concert. Last year at Gillette.
We were?
Yeah.
When was that?
Yes, you were.
I know they went to a concert together.
I haven't wanted to go to a concert at Gillette in years.
It was over a year ago. I'll find it.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? I think Courtney's right, but I don't remember.
Was it Zach Bryan?
Nope.
Nope.
Wasn't Zach Bryan.
Swift?
I thought the last concert was it had to be like a Def Leppard or something, but didn't you go to that concert?
I went to that, yeah. I was at that at Fenway.
And Greg, this is a great idea because this is usually the one game we all get offered. It's the preseason game.
Right. So. Yeah. I will not go to a preseason game.
Team building.
I will never go to a preseason game.
Never?
No, because for what? You're not going to see the guys. You know, you're just going to see a bunch of no-namers, the third strings. It's like, if I'm going to...
Well, don't you want to be there? Your quarterback is getting a statue on Friday.
Yeah, but I feel like that's going to be super quick.
I mean, did he send you an invite or anything?
No invite. But I feel like that'll be super quick, right?
I feel like you should be a part of the statue. Like, it's 12 feet tall.
Yes.
But I feel like kind of on the side should be you, like, stepping out of bounds, catching a ball in the snow bowl. Like, I feel like that should be
a little bit
adjacent, like on the side.
Yeah. Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world,
though.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think?
I'll text Brady and see if there's a chance maybe he can make that happen.
That was a flex.
Well, I mean.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean,
do you think he'd respond?
Yeah, he will.
Wiggy, we've known each other how long, and now you're telling me you have his number? My God.
Sick brag, bro.
That is the Jones and Keith
brag. That is a sick
brag,
though. I feel like, you know, that's a pretty cool brag.
All right. They said it coming up. Then the news with Courtney at 7:45, and there has been an incident of incorrect to-go order rage, which led to violence in New Jersey. Years after the incident, apparently. So we'll get to that in the rest of the news at 7:45. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox sweep the Astros in their weekend series, leapfrogging the Yankees to take that number 2 spot in the AL East. Now they're just 3 games back from the Blue Jays. 6-1 was the final yesterday with Lucas Giolito going 8 innings, giving up just a run on 3 hits while striking out 4. The Royals now in town for the Sox. 7:10 first pitch tonight from Fenway with Brian Baio taking the mound. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to basketball, where Luka Doncic signed a 3-year, $165 million contract extension that brings his salary through 2028-29 to $206.8 million with the Lakers. Pretty good. Into the Patriots, they had a little scrimmage on Friday night. Reports were that Drake May struggled a bit. Now it was blue versus white. Joining May on his blue team were receivers Diggs, Williams, Bourne, Chisholm, running back Ramondre Stevenson, and tight end Austin Hooper. Joshua Dobbs' white squad had receivers Douglas, Booty, Polk, Baker. They had running back Travion Henderson and tight end Hunter Henry. We're going to hear from Mike Vrabel this morning at 10 a.m. and practice is set for 10:15. And when we say we want to lose weight, we mean fat, not muscle. New studies show up to 40% of weight loss on the new meds is muscle, not fat. Keep your muscle, lose the fat with Awaken 180, awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. They said it, coming up next.